Ask a group of kindergarten students where money comes from, and they'll no doubt tell you it comes from the ATM machine. Or some may say that their parents don't use money. Instead, they use a plastic card to pay for everything. If at some point we end up paying for things using our cell phones, the disconnect between money and how we're spending it will continue to grow. After all, our children see what it is we do and then assume that's just the way it is. They may not question why. One way to make sure your children are financially savvy is to discuss everyday money decisions you make in a way that makes sense to them. If you're saving for a vacation, explain to your kids how you go about saving money. Ask them why they think it would be important to save, and then go so far as to help them set up their own savings plan for something they've always wanted. If you're buying groceries and using a debit card, explain how that works just like writing a check. Topics like delayed gratification, saving and investing for the future, taxes, education costs, and working for a living can be weaved into dinner conversation or car ride chatter. The key is to make everything relating to money a teachable moment. There are high school seniors graduating this year in America that will have no idea how to balance a checkbook or manage what little money they may be making in college. Some of these same grads will go on to borrow the majority of their college expenses and not know how they amassed tens of thousands of dollars in debt after 4, 5, or 6 years. The key to creating a financially educated young person is to talk to them regularly about money. Being embarrassed by your own lack of information or resources isn't a reason to not talk to them about money. Instead, leverage the professionals at your credit union who can talk to your kids about the importance of saving and budgeting. Or consider paying your kids to do reports on books about personal finances. The bottom line is, someone will teach your kids about money. It might as well be you. This Minute on Your Money has been brought to you by your credit union and the Iowa Credit Union Foundation.